can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peter. President Biden says he's not budging from his proposed $1,400 in direct stimulus payments to Americans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As he rallies congressional support for his COVID rescue plan, the president says he's not married to the $1.9 trillion price tag, but he's insisting on the $1,400 payments. White House spokesman Jen Psaki says the president is willing to target the aid.
Further targeting means not the size of the check. It means the income level of people who receive the check.
Mr. Biden is also telling lawmakers that Congress needs to act fast. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Earlier today, the House passed the Democrats' $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package using the reconciliation process. That bill now goes to the Senate. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is condemning Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's past remarks questioning school shootings. But he's criticizing a Democratic drive to oust the Georgia Republican from her committee assignments as a partisan power grab.
They chose to do something Congress has never done. And if they're going to pick people based upon what they said before, are they going to hold the same standard to what people said now?
McCarthy's also accusing Democrats of doing nothing about their own lawmakers, including one who he said had spread anti-Semitic tropes. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden has no plans to ask Congress to eliminate Space Force.
They absolutely have the full support of the Biden administration, we are not revisiting the decision to establish the Space Force.
Some Republican lawmakers had called on the White House Press Secretary to apologize. Psaki late Tuesday tweeted an invitation for Space Force members to come to the White House and update the public on their work. On Wall Street, the Dow by 36 points, the NASDAQ dropped 2, the S&P up by 3, oil up to $55.69 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com. It's 4:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, a move to rename McCarran Airport after former Nevada Senator Harry Reid is being revived. The effort didn't get anywhere 4 years ago when suggested by then-State Senator Tick Sagerbloom. But now, the Clark County Commissioner is trying again, with at least a couple of fellow commissioners signaling they are in support. County officials have the ultimate say-so on whether the name change will happen, since the airport is run by Clark County's Department of Aviation. Last summer, Nevada's congressional Democrats sent a letter to Governor Sisolak and state lawmakers asking for a name change at the airport and the removal of a statue of McCarran at the U.S. Capitol. Three Las Vegas-based gaming companies have made Fortune Magazine's 2021 list of the world's most admired companies. Las Vegas Sands Corporation, MGM Grand Resorts International, and Wynn Resorts made the prestigious list in the hotel, casino, and resort category. The Sands, they ranked fourth on the list. The Wynn was fifth, followed by MGM Resorts in sixth place. The RJ is reporting that a Las Vegas police officer and a suspect were wounded after a police shooting at a business on Dean Martin Drive earlier today. The details of what happened are unclear, but the suspect is in custody.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And
look for some delays over there by the stadium. Interstate 15 southbound at Russell. Also, some slow flows on that transition ramp as you leave Interstate 15 north to merge on to 515 east. Touch and go through there. And some congestion, 515 westbound at Charleston and US 95 eastbound at Valley View.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. It is also day three of the Nevada legislature. Let's check in Carson City with Greg Hafen, assemblyman from District 36. And Greg, great to have you on the show, and your impressions of these first 3 days.
Well, thanks for having me, Kevin. I appreciate it. And the first 3 days have been kind of slow, learning how to deal with everything on Zoom and with all the social distancing. So it's been very unique, different, and kind of delayed at times.
Do you get a sense of how difficult or easy it will be legislating? You don't have the general public there grabbing you. You don't have lobbyists following you around. Is it going to be easier or harder to actually make law?
You know, it's going to be harder to make good laws. I believe that the more input that you can get from the community and the stakeholders, the better that the laws will be. So that to implement good laws, I think it's going to be a lot harder. You want to pass bad bills, probably be easier, but I'll probably vote no on those.
Let me just ask you, Republicans, you're not in the advantage in either the House or rather the Assembly or the State Senate, but I'm curious what you think in the Assembly with the margins a little tighter. You're not in the supermajority anymore. Do you view this as an opportunity to stand together, and do you think that the Republican caucus will stand together?
Great question, and we are so excited. We worked extremely hard to get out of the super minority. You know, every single one of us here in the caucus now has just really worked hard to grow our caucus and get out of that super minority because, you know, we really didn't have much say. They had their own two-thirds, and they could pass tax hikes and anything else that they wanted without us. And so now we can stand united, and we can push back. And I think we're in a much better position this session than we were last session.
Now, talk a little bit, because people always assume that you folks just sit around in the chambers and vote on bills. But you have committee assignments. Talk a little bit about the committees that you're going to be a part of. Have they started meeting yet? And do you find that there is some sort of camaraderie, Democrats to Republicans?
Yeah. So I am on Ways and Means, which is the budget committee, which obviously with the pandemic and the shutdown, we have a large budget shortfall to deal with. So it's been a lot of, I'm new to that committee, so it's been a lot of learning, a lot of reading, 3,000 pages roughly of budget. So it's tough, but I'm diving right into it. And I think with my business background, I'm able to kind of comprehend a lot of it so far, but it's still early. I also am on Health and Human Services, which is, I just had my first committee hearing today on that, and it was more of an introduction and overview. It'd be my second session on that one. And I also sit on Revenue, which is the former Taxation Committee, which is the second time I'll be serving on that as well. There's a lot of new members on all those committees, and so we'll see how it works out. And, I have already reached across the aisle trying to build a rapport so we can try to help pass some good legislation.
Now, I know that there is a need for more revenue, according to the Democrats, and we know that we have... at least a union effort right now to increase sales taxes, giving us the largest sales tax increase in the country. Is that your sense of where Democrats are going to go, that they're going to go towards more revenue rather than more cutting?
Well, I don't think we need to. I've been looking at the budget and comparing it to our historical budgets. And if you go back to 2018, the projected tax revenue that will come into the state is basically the exact same as we're projecting for 2020. So, you know, yeah, we have a budget shortfall, but if you go back in history and all you have to do is go back to 2018, the numbers are almost identical. They're coming from different areas. Obviously, gaming is down and the room tax is down, but then you look at mining taxes are actually up. Sales tax is up, and so I don't think that there's a need for additional revenue and taxes. I think we just really need to go back and look at our historic budgets and say, hey, this is what we need to do.
I know in his opening statement on Monday at the beginning of the 81st Nevada legislature, the governor promised to work in this new partnership with both existing members and new members. First of all, have you heard from the governor at all? Are his people accessible to you? One of the complaints about this governor in the midst of a pandemic is that he was operating really as a committee of one, and the legislature was never ever consulted about the pandemic. Do you see maybe a different approach during this session of the legislature?
So I have not heard from the governor yet this session. During the special sessions, I actually reached out to him in his office, and I was able to get a hold of a member of his office to discuss some things, they were not too fruitful of conversation.
You're trying to be gentle about it. I like that about you.
We're in a new session. We've been going through a pandemic that nobody expected, nobody knew how to handle. I obviously disagree with a number of the things that the governor did, and clearly think that we need to be reopening and having kids go back to school. But I am wishing that he will reach out and talk to us, and hopefully we can come up with solutions together. But as of right now, I have not heard from him.
I'm curious. I know that Annie Black has a bill in the hopper right now relative to reining in the emergency powers of the governor. Do you think a bill like that will go anywhere? Do you think there will be any Democrat support for reining in the power of the governor during an emergency?
There's a number of individuals that have bills similar to that, and it actually is one of our caucus's priorities. And it's high up on our priorities right after voter integrity. And so I think it's very important. We're going to push very hard for it. And hopefully our Democrat colleagues will see the importance of it, and they'll realize that they won't always be in control of the governor's office and want to work with us. I mean, a lot of other states have similar proposals to the ones that have been proposed. And I think that those states have fared better than we have.
Again, joining us, Greg Hafen, Assemblyman District 36. A lot of people don't know their own Assemblyman. Tell me where 36 is. I know where it is, but for our listening audience, tell us where District 36 is.
Yeah, no, I've got a great district. Covers a large swath of the state, everywhere from... I got a little bit of Tonopah, Round Mountain, half of Caliente, over to the Logandale, Moapa area. I think I have two-thirds of the NASCAR racetrack. I've got Red Rock, Mount Charleston, and then my home is there in Pahrump, which is the big portion of my district. Lots of great outdoor activities. Just absolutely love my district.
Oh, I love that. Tell me what the most difficult part of your job is, and I know it's not a high paying job. I think it's in single digits, to be honest with you, per hour. But can you talk a little bit about what the toughest part of your job is?
So I think you're right about the hourly wage being in the single digits, but the toughest part is being away from my son and my family. It's tough. On all of us, I know, up here with families to take these 4 months and get away from them. And so that's probably the toughest part. I'm used to the long hours. I'm used to the hard work. So that part doesn't bother me. And it's really the hardest part is being away from my family and my son.
As we move forward, I know a lot of the BDRs aren't filled in. They're just very generic skeleton legislation. Eventually, there will be some meat on the bones. Do you have any feel for when that will start happening, when we'll actually see what's in some of these bills?
So some of the pre-filed bills have actually started to come out. I actually received two of mine today and was able to get hard copies and I sit down with my caucus members and go through them. And I know a number of other assemblymen and senators have actually also received some of their pre-filed bills. I think I've pre-filed four or five bills, and I've received only two of them so far. But with staff working from home and all the different protocols with the building being closed, I know that it's tough and slow, but they are. I know staff is working hard to try to get those to us as soon as possible.
I know much of what you're going to be doing is budget and tax related because of the committees you're on. But I'm curious what your priorities, like some of the bills that you've just gotten back, What are some of those bills? What is the priority for Greg Hafen?
So I've got a number of priorities. I've got a Second Amendment bill I carried last session. I'm carrying it again that would expand the CCW permit holders' rights to at least have their firearm in their vehicle when on school campuses. It has to be locked in the car if they weren't there. But for someone like myself, you know, I live an hour away from UNLV, and if and when they let the stadiums reopen, it'd be nice to be able to protect myself and my family, at least going to and from the games. Some of my other priorities, I've got a veteran bill. Pahrump and Knight County is a Purple Heart town and county, and so I have been talking to some of my Purple Heart veterans, and they brought to my attention that disabled veterans, Silver Star, Bronze Stars, and prisoners of war, if they have those license plates, they get free parking at state and local facilities such as the airport. And so I'm carrying a bill that would add the Purple Heart recipient. And if they have their license plate, they'd be able to park at the airport for free. Something small to do for the veterans, but I think that anything that we can do for those that have served our country like that, we should do, and it should be something that should gain bipartisan support. I've also got another bill that's important to me as well, and it has to do with getting healthcare providers into the rural areas of the state. And so I've been working on that with a few other individuals and been trying to set up as many meetings this week as I can with other legislators to try to gain some support for some of that. I've got a list of others, but those are my main priorities right now.
I know, Greg, that whenever we do these interviews with members of the legislature, I always end it with, you know, it's good to keep in touch with your member of the legislature. But now, more than ever, with the building closed and, you know, access to members a little more difficult, in fact, a lot more difficult now that I think of it, this is more important than ever. How can a constituent or even somebody that lives across the state but cares about what's going on in District 36, how can they reach out to you?
So email, phone call, to reach out, call my office. More than glad to talk when I have some time. Emails work great because I can get back to them at all hours of the evening. And I'll give you my email. It's gregory.hafen@asm.state.nv.us. And my phone number here is 775-684-8805. And I'm also trying to do some emails and social media posts, though I'm no longer active on Twitter. I do not like what they have done to President Trump and other members of Congress and the Republican Party, so I've stopped using Twitter, but I am still on Facebook. I haven't given up on them yet, but there is a yet in that sentence.
I was just going to say, but that phone number one more time. Give that phone number one more time.
Yeah, absolutely. The phone number here is 775-684-8805.
Greg Hafen, great to have you with us. Keep fighting the good fight in Carson City. I know we'll talk again during the 120-day session. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Get back to work, and we'll talk again soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
There you go. Greg Hafen, Assemblyman from District 36. Important work that he's doing. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation.
They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, Seven Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about something we don't talk enough about, and that's our veterans. I just came across some very, very disturbing numbers relative to suicides among veterans during the pandemic. The numbers are skyrocketing. And a guy that we used to talk to all the time, and for some reason we don't talk as often, but we're going to have him on again. Jim Littner, the co-founder of the Veterans Transition Resource Center, He's a radio talk show host.